Welcome back to the Breeze Special. I'm Ben Johnson, and technology permitting, we're speaking with a man who really needs no introduction. He's hailed quite widely as one of the finest guitarists in the world, Pat Metheny, speaking to us from New York City on the eve of a cross-country tour in support of the new album just coming out. How is this album different from your previous work, Pat?
Well, I think that it's actually a very natural extension of what we've been working on now for a few albums. I think that the last record, Still Live Talking, and in fact the one just prior to that, First Circle, and this one are all very much connected. Basically, around 1985 or so, I finally came up with what was to me the best band I could ever dream of, and have managed to continue with the same musicians more or less from that time until now.
That's the music of the Pat Metheny Group on the Breeze special from the CD called American Garage. It's Airstream. Hi, this is Ben Johnston, and you're hearing our Pat Metheny special. We'll have more words and music of Pat Metheny in just a moment.
Ah, summertime. The perfect time to be in love. And you're so beautiful. What lovely eyes. Those darling ears. And how could you improve such a perfect head? Why, by covering it with butter, of course. Oh, excuse me. Hi there. Hey, looks like you caught old Willard Scott in the act of sweet-talking vegetables at the produce section. But hey, when you love fresh summer veggies as much as I do, you're always anxious to butter them up. For me, a little pat of butter is the only way to sweeten a fresh head of cauliflower, an ear of fresh corn, or a steaming serving of black-eyed peas. And one pat has only 36 calories. But hey, true love like this, you should experience yourself. So go to the store for real butter and butter up your veggies Willard's way. One little love bite and you'll fall in love too, because nothing makes them taste better. Come here, my little butter bean.
Sponsored by America's Dairy Farmers, American Dairy Association.
Come on with me. We're going out to a place I know where we can jump and shout. The music's hot. It's the king of beers. For coming through this bud for you. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You've discovered the all-new Breeze 97.1. This is the Breeze Special Program. I'm Ben Johnson. You're joining us for our Pat Metheny focus. All during this program, we're going to be hearing tracks from Pat, both from album and live in concert. Plus, Pat Metheny's joining us on telephone from New York City on the eve of the tour to support the new album, Letter from Home. Right now, a cut from the Watercolors compact is Pat Metheny and Ice Fire on the Breeze.
Thank you.
From the Still Life Talking LP, there was a song called Last Train Home, which was about as close to a hit as you've come to this point, I believe. How do you respond to that? The song played a lot on radio across the country. The video played on VH1. Was that something you were expecting?
Well, in the case of that song, it was really satisfying because that happens to be one of my favorite songs that we've done. And I was happy that so many people liked it. That came from a real personal place for me. I don't have any particular story or anything that goes with it, but there's just a few songs over the years that are kind of like the essential message that I've wanted to get across as a musician, sort of condensed into a short little space, and that tune is one of them. Thank you.
That is the Pat Metheny Group on the Breeze Special program from the compact It's Still Life Talking. That's Last Train Home. We're doing a special on Pat Metheny right now. And as we wear on through the program, we're joined by telephone by Pat Metheny live in New York City on the eve of the tour for the new LP called Letter from Home. Plus, we'll be catching the group live in concert and a whole bunch of other surprises. So stay with us for more.